Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect fit into a Hall of Fame? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We're heading to the MAC Football Conference to talk with the standout number 91 defensive end, Damone Harris. Damone, we appreciate you sharing your evening with us. You just wrapped up your pro day a few days ago. Let's kind of dig into that before we get into everything else. But again, appreciate your time tonight. And how'd the pro day go?
Oh, man, I thought it went really well. It went really well. I thought I hit all my times I wanted to hit. And, you know, it could have always been better. But, you know, I'm glad it ended the way it did.
Definitely. And, obviously I think you've probably heard it 1,000 times. And for our listeners out there who want to know more about you, I mean, you're a walk-on. And I think there's always something intriguing about a guy just walks on to a team and kind of makes the impact
right.
that you have. So, I mean, how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school?
Right. So I honestly didn't even play football until my junior year in high school. That was the first time I ever put on pads. And I came out my junior year, and I actually wasn't even that good. So I didn't play until probably the last – I think I started my last two games my junior year, and I played against our rival, St. Joe's, and they had Chad Kelly at quarterback, and he was from Buffalo too, and we played against him, so that was a cool experience. But so I played my last two games of my junior year, and then I came out my senior year, and I played about 5-6 games, and then I missed half my senior year with a ankle sprain injury. So probably played about 8 or 9 total high school games. You know, that's how I wound up walking on. I just one of Buffalo's staff just called one of my film and was like, you know, he looks like a pretty athletic kid. I think we can do something with him, so we'll give him a preferred walk on spot, you know. I just kinda took it from there, you know.
And then the rest is history, you know, and then now you're performing at a pro day in front of NFL scouts. Awesome stuff. So at what point, let me ask you this question. So you start to establish yourself. You start to pick up more playing time. You start to become a guy, I think, you know, the Bulls team, your teammates look to. When do you kind of get the sense that you may have an opportunity to get to the next level?
I mean, honestly, that's always been the goal in the back of my head, just really taking it a day at a time. I mean, I never really tried to get lost in the big, like, oh, NFL, you know, because if you think about it in that sense, it just becomes overwhelming. So, I mean, I just try to take it a day at a time. So, just a goal, just – you know, hit this certain weight or, you know, get stronger or get faster. And then it was eventually get a scholarship. Out of my first year, it was I earned a scholarship. And then it was earn a starting role. Then I earned a starting role. Then it was get significant, you know, get your teammates respect, become a team captain and those things. And then I had goals to become all conference. And my senior year, I was able to accomplish that goal. And then, you know, just keep setting small goals for myself to achieve my bigger ones.
Definitely. And I watched the video of you, Buffalo Cribs, or was it Bulls Cribs? So were you able to hang more stuff on the wall there?
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure. I mean, over time, you know, now I got a lot more stuff on my wall now. And, you know, I think there's just a lot more to come. It's just the beginning. I want to restart a wall and, you know, start a new wall for the NFL, hopefully. So, you know, just working every day to make that dream a reality.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Damone Harris, the standout Buffalo Bulls defensive end, one of the top players in the MAC conference, kind enough to share his time as you kind of get to peel back the layers and find out what this young man brings to the table, why he could be pressuring opposing quarterbacks in the not-too-distant future. April 16th, NFL Draft Week, Thursday night, Dallas, Texas, Jerry World. It's going to be a big weekend for a lot of these folks as we bring them on the C2P. For you, I ask all the guys that come on the program, I mean, if you're in the film room, you're watching some tape with scouts, they're watching it. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those characteristics to the end position that you bring to the table?
I mean, I'm just obviously I pass the eye test and everything, you know. But I think a lot of my athleticism goes underrated. But seeing me in person and just, I mean, I bring a lot of just work ethic and you know, I'm a real technical guy for anybody that really knows me. So, like you said, watching film is a big thing for me. So, I mean, everything for me on a week-to-week basis was my own game plan, like going against a guy, any tackle that I went up against, I had a game plan going into that game. So, you know, I'm a real veteran, savvy player. That's how I became that's how I got good at Buffalo. So, you know, I think I'll shock a lot of people with my athleticism because I feel like I'm underrated a little bit in that area.
Really, I'm surprised you say that because I mean I've been able to see you play. I'm from Northeast Ohio, so I mean you know there's nothing better than you know the end of the season in the MAC when you guys are playing on basically Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, and then you can see a college game on Saturday. It's pretty good, but I mean the last thing I ever imagined was I mean really so you get a little bit of criticism or at least people doubt the athleticism.
A little bit about the athleticism. Some people just like question my flexibility and things like that, but you know those things also I'm trying to work on in off season and you know take that into consideration. But you know I'm just trying to work to become a complete player because it was used to people used to critique my my run defense and then I got better at run defense and then you know you always try to find things to you know I try to pick I always pick in my coach's brain to try to find things for me myself to get better at too because I want to be the best player I possibly can.
Hey, man, that's the way you make it, man. Like you said, earn not given. Today's guest, Damone Harris, Buffalo standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Does anything go unnoticed besides the athleticism? I mean, I think you mentioned team captain. You mentioned film junkie, maybe your weight room warrior. I mean, maybe the defensive system didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. I mean, and nothing against the defensive staff, but, you know, just say if you wanted to blitz more, you couldn't. Say if you wanted to play run defense more, you weren't asked to do that. What are some of maybe the things that you know you can do, you just weren't able to showcase them?
I mean, I think I could have dropped in coverage more often than not, but, I mean, I didn't get probably that many opportunities to drop in coverage during the season, but I got dropped in coverage. I was actually close to picking off a couple balls this season, but, you know, maybe just went over my head just a little bit. But, you know, just I want to be able to show that I can be versatile, you know. Even in our nickel package, I moved inside and I played three technique and rushed the guards and different things like that. And they had me move outside, I rushed the edge. But, yeah, I want to show that I can also drop back in coverage, you know, cover flats, cover number two receiver, different things like that, cover you know, cover a tight end if need be, but well, honestly, whatever I can to help a team out and, you know, just do my part.
Nice. And let's get back to that pro day. I mean, you know, talk about your numbers. What were some of the numbers you got back? I know you know, usually you're able to get most of them. Right. Some you can't, but, you know, what were you able to receive back?
Fine. My 40-yard, I ran a 4.7, so that was a pretty good number for me. You know, I thought I was gonna honestly run like the high 4.6s, but that's okay. I thought 4.7 was a good number, solid number for me. I jumped a 32.5-inch vertical, and I jumped a 10.1 broad jump. So
nice,
pretty good. I ran a 4.38 on a 20-yard shuttle, and then
awesome.
I ran a 3-cone with a 7.2 and 3-cone. So
wow.
Yeah, so it was a good run day for me, and you know, position drills I thought was really fluent, and scouts seemed like they really liked me, so you know, I just got to kind of see where it goes now. It's kind of not out of my hands, so I mean.
Yeah, hey, man. Namar, you're not alone. Trust me. I mean, there's a lot of guys,
right.
You know, pro days, or you're waiting for pro days, and now it's, you know, it's a weight game for everybody. You know, you might have some workouts here or there, but again, it's a weight game.
Right,
height, weight wise, what did you weigh in at? And
I weighed in at 264. I was 6'4", 264, so pretty decent size for an edge guy. You know, I played during the season.
That's fantastic.
272. Yeah, I played.
Okay.
I played during the season. I was like 270, 272 between that. And cut a little bit to run a little faster. Leaned a little bit out for pro day. So, you know, now I'm getting back in game shape, getting ready for, you know, hopefully getting ready for camp and different things like that. So.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. And did you work out exclusively at SCORE? Did you do some combine prep or anywhere else? Kind of, how did you get ready for pro day?
Right, so I trained with this guy. His name is John Optic, who's actually a UB alumni, and he is just like, I mean, it was second to none. I mean, he's like one of the best trainers, in my opinion, there is, you know. And he actually trained one of the greater players that went through our school, and I mean, obviously, you know Khalil Mack, so he trained Mack like his junior and senior year in college. He trained Stephen Means, Brandon Oliver, all the really good guys that came out of UB. He trained. I mean, honestly, he has a system over there where these past 3-4 months, he took me to heights I didn't think I was going to, you know, as far as athletically, he took me places where I didn't think I could go myself. So.
Nice. So let me ask you this. You start training with him. Just say the first month in you're training with him, are you popping the shirt off a little bit more, seeing all the definitions?
I mean, maybe a little. Nah, not the first month. Not the first month. Maybe the last couple weeks before pro day. Not the first month. Third day. You know, the last couple weeks when the packs started to come in. You know what I mean? Like that's when the shirt came off. And then, you know what I mean? It came off for the 40. So, you know what I mean?
There you go.
Yeah. John's like, keep
hey
it
man,
off
if you got it, show it, man. Hey
we
man,
got,
all that work pays off.
Right. Right. I mean, nah, it was honestly a fun experience. It was fun training. You know, just every day waking up and chasing your dreams. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, man. You're exactly right, man. Doing what you love to do. There's nothing better than that. Once again, Buffalo Bulls standout defensive end, Damon Harris, joining us here on the C2P. What a fantastic show. Before we let you go, and we appreciate you taking your time. We know you're a busy young man. We always like to end it on a high note with some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Right. Let's do it.
All right. Now, okay, the first one here, your head coach, Coach Leopold, does anybody do a great
right.
impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Great impersonation, Leopold. Man, I would have to – we'd have to be on FaceTime right now because of his facial expression. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah?
Honestly – I love him, but he's honestly one of the most awkward human beings I've ever met in my life. But you know, no offense, man. I love Coach Leifold, but you got to see some of these facial expressions in a team meeting room. It's hilarious. He's my guy that I love Coach Leifold.
Awesome. And how about this one? This is one I think your guys' favorite questions I ask. I probably just asked this question and ended the show. It'd probably take 10 seconds. Favorite female celebrity?
Right.
If you could take any
female
celebrity out for a quick – any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. That's Jennifer Aniston. I've always had a crush on Jennifer
who?
Aniston.
Jennifer go,
Aniston?
Man. Uh-huh.
I don't know. She just gets,
oh,
better,
yeah.
with, she gets better with age.
Yeah. My wife and my daughter watch as friends, and when they have it on, I go, I'm leaving the room. I can't take it. I do. I walk out.
Right,
I can't take it.
They didn't wear bras on that TV show.
I know. Damon, trust me. I walk away. I can't take it, man. Like I said, you know, I just so. But we're definitely on the same page. I knew I liked you when the show started. I knew I liked you. Now I love you even more. And how about this one? Your shoes, your spikes, what you're wearing, your feet. It's a very in vogue thing right now to have something sprayed on there, some sort of theme painted on your shoes. What would you want to see on the bottom of yours?
On mine, I probably have on one of the shoes, I'd have All for One for one of my teammates that passed, and the other one I'd have Blue Collar because, you know, that's just my mentality with everything.
definitely, man. Hey, man, you're awesome, man, and you've done everything you've needed to do to put yourself in the best position. As you say, man, earn not given,
right.
And you're doing it, Demo. Hey, we like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Right. Yes, sir.
No problem at all, man. Once again, that is Demond Harris, the standout Buffalo All-MAC defensive end, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, simply type in his name, follow that up with NFL Draft Blast, and this show link will appear, and then we'll be featuring his full bio page at collegeofpro.com. We'd like to say to be a one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about him as he makes his path towards this next level. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.